Okay. That old bug. Give me a Rambam Ahava. I was going to tell you a bombshell over here. I never knew this. Rambam Ahava, Perk Yud. Here's a safe affair. I'll tell you this, Perk Yud. We're playing Rav Huna on Sunday. Right, do the Ritzvah Yishonim and the Iri and the Mordavov. Perk Yud, Aloha Beis. Every Jew has to write a Sefer Torah. Right. Today, Yoyte with Sfarim. Every Jew has to write a Sefer Torah. Perk Yud. Sefer Torah.
Does a Chabur account?
What?
Does a Chabur account?
Chabur? What Chabur?
Writing a Chabur.
Only a Chabur. Only a Chabur. You say, Sefer Kosher. Noigin boy Kedushi Yisera. Osula Adam. Wow. Limka Sefer Torah. I feel only my Yoichal. She will collect. That's a Kiddush because when I say, you only chayev for Chonish Ben Achosal. Here? No. Go collect in the street. You can't sell your sforim. You hear that? Now, it depends how many sforim. You have a whole library. Because you sell your sforim. He says, you can't sell your sforim. I feel a whole sforim rabbin. Much more even you have the whole library. You can't sell any of it. I feel a yoshan. That's chiddush. Even Yoshan by Chodosh. That's a chiddush. I remember, and I lived in the Church of Shalayim. That was my place, right? So they daven mincha. There was a chiddush. Printer called a Slavita Shah, Slavita. Whole story with that. Whole story with that. Slavita Shah. It's a beautiful print. They say the printer was grandchildren of Pinchas Karetz. They used to be toiled the linotype in the mikvah. Right. And they had a Shas, they were Rebbe's. That only learned a square Rebbe, only Slavita Shas. And then doing Mincha, the Chassidish guy davening, he looks in this forum, he sees a Slavita Shas. Whoa! So he runs over to the Mashgiach, the big Talmud Chacham, Michal Birnbaum. What do you want for this, for the Slavita Shas? What do I want for it? Bring me a Nayak and help in the altar. Bring me a new shas, you can have the old one. That's what he knew about Slavito. You hear that? Bring me a new one, you can have the old one. Right. Worth $10,000 at least. Anyway, but Rambam seems against it. They can't sell an old one to get a new one. What's by says only by real Sefer Torah. Anyway, I'm not talking about that. Ein moichin sefer Torah, elo l'shnei dvarim. There are two times allowed to sell a sefer Torah. Which are the two things? To learn Torah, to go to Tomo, pay tuition, right? That's one. What's the other one? What? Nisa Isha. You have a Sefer Torah, and the girl you want to marry, right? Isa Isha. So she says that you have to have a dira. Now the girl buys a dira. No, they share the dira. He has no money, and he has to sell a Sefer Torah. So he could. Right. You sell a Sefer Torah for two things. To learn or to get married. That's it. A bas bonim. Tosfos Bava Basra says, not true, not shnei dvarim. Even pidyon shvuyim, any big mitzvah. You sell a Bava Poshet. Tosfos against the Rambam. Tosfos says, any choshve mitzvah, pidyon shvuyim, for example, pidyon shvuyim, let's see over here. Gris Maimini? Oh. Chosu Tosfos. Chosu Pinyin Shvoyim, Shemitza Rabo. You know why I didn't say, you know why I didn't say Pinyin Shvoyim? You know why? No Sipshite. Yes. Double Poshet. Ah, if you read the Rama carefully, that's such a double Poshet. Not for Pinyin Shvoyim. Unless it's Pukuach Nefesh or something else. But go. Pukuach Nefesh. No Pukuach Nefesh? No, Rambam. Only El Shnei Dvarim, that's it. And what's these two things over here? Yomoy Torah? Pur Vu. So Yomoy Torah, we understand. I'll tell you why. The whole purpose of having a Sefer Torah is what? To learn to Lamdo. That's the whole purpose. So, if that's to pay your tuition to learn, so of course you'll have to do it. What does getting married have to do with it? What? You can't learn Torah if you're not married. Reb Leib Malin was 40 years old when he got married. And he's a God Hador and learning. So why could you sell a Sefer Torah and get married? Right. What's the big deal? When I was a boch, I went on a date. There was one thought in my mind the whole time, I'm going to the date. What did this girl be zeichet to do? I should go out with her. That was, I was thinking, what did she do to be zeichet? Correct. And the more it says, what's each zeichet? That she helps her husband learn, and that's why she gets up to Tchias HaMeisim. Because Tau Terma Chayehu. So a husband has Torah. What does a girl have? Moise Kasha. The husband has Torah. The kid's Torah. I had a Shebrach. I say, I want to give the car the color. A double Mazel Tov. What's a double Mazel Tov? Number one, for getting a husband to become a Chacham. Number two, for getting up from the grave. But till now, she would stay in the grave forever and ever and ever and ever, ever. But now, she helped her husband learn. So I want to give her mazel tov for getting out of the grave. I'm never asked twice to speak, you should know. Anyway, what's the two things over here? There's another question. The Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah. No, let's see over here first. Noshim. Yeah. Perik Tesvov. Ishus. Correct. Tesvov Ishus. Here's an interesting Allah. There's a few places. Hilchos Talmud Torah and Hilchos Ishus. Here it is. Allah Bey. How old do you have to be to get married? How old? No? It starts at 17 and then till 20. Now I'm married by 20? The button was I say approval. Right. 20. Rechman says 21. I think since the campaign started, the average age of getting married got older by 5 years. Since this campaign started. Anyway, he's learning. Retired ball. He's afraid. You get married, say Shaloi, you track from the Zainos. You fat him on the Torah. What's it then? How is the mutual Sacher? Right. You'll have to postpone getting married. Why? I say by 20, Mavar Mutsasei. Has a mutter l'sacher. What in English, what's the sacher mean?
Delay.
How long is the delay?
Until you're no longer tired.
Doesn't say how long. Has a mutter l'sacher. Why? She oisek be mitzvah? Potem ha mitzvah kosher kim be Talmud Torah. It's a pliatsuma. Talmud Torah is no oisek be mitzvah potem ha mitzvah. Talmud says I'm not slasoy. What's he talking about over here? The whole world is this question. So it's a mitzvah potem ha mitzvah kosher kim Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah is not potem mitzvahs. Trust me, I'm not slasoy. A guy would say, I'm not going to eat matzah. Why? I'm learning. Chas v'shalom is a Rosha. What's this thing over here? Correct. Okay. That's the question. Now, there's another question. What's going on over here? There's another question. That's a question. Look in the back over here. Oh, it's the mitzvah, potter, mitzvah is by proof. Oh, what's this got? Then, the next halacha. The guy never got married. Mishachosh kenafshu betayro, Tomit, vishogar bo kebenazai. Vinidbak bo kol yomov, vaino se isha. Val provo. Envy yore yorvain. So, bochonam vasmeis. What do you mean? He didn't remember what envy yore yorvain. These are honest. You heard Baba Matsya, Baba Kamas, Baba Maisa, his terrors. Baba Maisa. But ain't be the old means there's no Avera, not his honors. What's the shot? That's in the back over here, Franco. What are you down? I did not know the answer. So, Mamash, I noticed a Pasha Bresh, I saw the old bug. I fell on my, off the seat. Let's see over here. I learned this game a billion times. Chavasim says it's an onus. That's not an Biyori Ovoin. In Biyori Ovoin means there was no bitter mitzvah. They didn't get married. As a matter of fact, it was Ben Azai. He got married. And she couldn't stand him. He didn't go. Right. So they got divorced. And he stayed single. And ain't be the oven. Manase, Napshi Choshka Betoira. She said that's honest. Second. Here, he said Choshka Koinus. The Tazim is died, Chathila don't do it. What I say over here? I'm going to tell you, I fall off the sea. Give me a while back in Chumash. What is this big mitzvah, Pur Vu? What's this big mitzvah? Hashem wants people. Why Hashem want people? I remember when I first got married, so I went right away Beis Medrash. No Shana Rishona Shtuyot. I learned the Beis Medrash. And my wife says, okay, the whole week you have a chavrusa, my third seder. Third seder did not mean until 9:30, 10. 12:30 I came home, yeah. Right. The eighth day of my marriage. I should have gone the seventh day. Anyway, then my wife says, we never go any place. So what do you want? So, much of Shabbos, I should take her someplace. So I look in the Jewish press, that was the paper then. It says, my Torah Shabbos, there is a shir, a lecture of Avigdor Miller. You heard of him? Avigdor Miller. I said, is that fine? Yeah, even though it's separate seating. Yeah, it's fine. Just take it out of the house. Okay. So we walk in the middle, and he's speaking about the pasuk. Loi saw you brawl the Shevis Yitzhara. That's the pasuk of Shevis. You ever hear a tape of his? Okay, you appreciate me more. Loi saw you brawl the Shevis Yitzhara. Hashem wants out of every nook and cranny of the woodwork should pop out another baby. My wife never bothered me again. That was it. See that? Why so, bro? The service is so. Why? Why? So I did not know. Till I was zoche to see Ralbag. And Ralbag is like more of a philosophy. And he says, why does Hashem want so many people? Why does he want so many people? Did it bother you? For a minute. Let's see, I got it here in a minute. Mayim. Why do you only saw your bro the Shevis Yitzhara? Okay, I have it over here. Balbag Perek Aleph. Here. Pasuk Chav Ches. Bameh shebarach Hashem yizbarach. Mishal bal chai. They only give the bracha to people, not to animals. There's one animal. No animals. A lot of people. Baruch Hem Hashem is Baruch, the Baruch and the Tzivoy. Lazgoch al Kiyuma Mishmi Rosom. They should be protected and exist. Right. He says, Vom Alehem, Shiyifru V'yirvu, Yimalu Es Haaretz, fill up the earth with people. Right. I two are enough? No, more than two. Yachziku bo. What's the loyma? Shekfa gozar bihi borom, the day he made them, shitzave odom bozeh, give him the mitzvah. Kishi motzei shom, mekabel, roi shetinosin ator al yodoi. But then it'll become a mitzvah, mekabel al Torah. But I'm learning something else over here also. Right, he's explaining that it becomes a mitzvah later. But I'm learning over here, not just saying that it's going to become a mitzvah later. Shimotzi shemakabel roish zinosin ator al yodoi. I'm learning. The reason is to fill up the world with people. In order that for all the people, you're going to have a lamdin who says chaburz. The puravu is to make Talmid Chachamim. That's the mitzvah of puravu. You know that? To make, you need a lot of people. Right. To make Talmid Chachamim. In other words, Truma is also Torah. That's why you sell a Sefer Torah to get married. Why do you sell a Sefer Torah to get married? Why? To have children, Talmidei Chacham, who are learning Torah. And that's what you yourself are learning Torah. You say, oh, it's a mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. Truma is to have Talmidei Chachamim. And Ben Azai says, what do you want for my life? I'm the Talmud Chacham. I'm the Talmud Chacham. That's the Chiddush over here. That's why you're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah. There's another old bug. Interesting old bug. That's why Hashem wants a lot of people. Couldn't care less. Right. There's another old bug. I'll tell you in a second. There's an article about the Blade Malin. And you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. The theme of the article is that Achrayus, the Blade Malin is a big ball of Achrayus. Like a Baron Cutler. Baron Cutler worried about every kid in the Negev. Chin Chatzmoy. So Blade Mom was a big ball of Christ, and Baron planned to give America to him when he's leaving, dying. Big ball of Christ for Klal Yisrael. That's very accurate. Just one small inaccuracy. Who's Klal Yisrael?
It's the
Talmud. The Klal starts by the door to Beis HaTalmud and ends by the back door to Beis HaTalmud. That's Klal Yisrael. Hear that? Makshina Olam, Tosva says in Maram. Makshina Olam. Who's Makshina Olam? The guy in the grocery store, Makshina Olam. The Klai, that's why. The Baron, if you want to leave, here's a spot for Klai. So I'll give you an example. He had a visa, he could have left Shanghai. He would not leave. Not only he did not leave, the 20 guys got visas, he didn't let any of them leave. You're responsible to the whole yeshiva. There's one guy, Soroka, remember guy Soroka? He left against the blade. He's very lucky. A Japanese submarine caught their ship and he put him in a Jap jail for 4 years. But then he's alive, Baruch Hashem, Soroka. But he's a Christ, a Christ. Who's Christ Israel? Not even yeshivas. His yeshiva with 15 people. That was it. I'll give you an example. There's another old bug. If you read Chumash Bereishis, there's a big puzzle. People live so long, right? 900 years, 800 years. What happened? What happened? How come people don't live so long? So some want to say Nishtana Teva after the marble. Doesn't like that at all. I can't talk like that. But don't Nishtana Teva, and he rejects that very much. So how can people live so long? So he says, Rabbag says, a person is created. To be a Talmud Chacham. To learn Torah. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem chofetz l'man tzidka yagdu Torah v'yadir. That's what he wants. Talmud Chachamim. Now, before the Torah was given, to reach that madrega of Das Hashem, before the Torah was given, you need 1,000 years. 100 years, you do this taiva. After 100 years, that's not it. Another taiva. Another. Ugh. Nothing going right. Fair. By 800 years, you start realizing something. By 800 years old, oh, there's more to it. And you start thinking. And you decide. But after Matan Torah, you don't need it. So many years to reach this tikkun. After Matan Torah, look in the Rashba. looking rich for. Right. You don't need those hundreds of years. Before Matan Torah, it took a long time to start realizing something. Something's going on over here. Correct. But there, hear that? But after he got the Torah, I remember someone's very sick. So it's a gadol, they set me a spell for him. He's sick? The guy doesn't have to learn a word. Huh? That's what he says when he's sick? Fakert, well, that's exactly what he's saying. He has to live yet. Because he doesn't know a word yet. So he's being malamed tzchus, he should live. That guy doesn't know how to learn yet. Correct. That's if he's attempting to learn. Yeah, anyway. So that's what Al-Bag says. Before Matan Torah, it took hundreds and hundreds of years to realize something. So not Hashem wants every nook and cranny should pop out a baby. What should pop out? A lumbin should pop out. That's Provo. Right. I just saw the other day. Yeah. Was saying about this big rebbe that guy for bracha, his kid should be a gadol. Says no, yes, he should be a katan. Huh? No, it should be a gadol. That's the don't should be a katan. Right. Should be that's the wish, and every that was the wish of every lady, and you should ben shlicht should ask. Have a son of Talmud Chacham, and that's what Hashem wants, and that's the misapproval. So I want to finish with one last thing. I mention this, I knew every time. What is Rashi is? What's Pru, what's Revu? So what does Rashi say? Pru is one kid, Revu is many. Radak and Chumash says, no, it's not the Pshat. Pru means have the baby. Revu, Loshin Rebbe. Raise him. Revu, raise him. That's the bracha. You raise him. Revu. Right. Bonim tipachti ribisi, sapaskin echo. Like Rebbe. The mitzvah is to raise the kid. To be a Talmud Chacham. That's why it's Chazal Seiko Malam has been Chaveri Torah, Kilo Yoldoi. Right. We can't prove it with Talmidim. Know that? It was Talmidim. Revu. There's a righteous Chochma that says, even without Talmidim, you say a Chabur, we can't prove it. That's what it says in the righteous Chochma. Right. The Shaila, that's just a bit Chabur. So that's another Shaila. You have a kid of Shaita.
Don't say murder.
And we can't prove it. You have a kid of Shaita. Correct. But you become the Chabura, Provo. You get that? Provo. Correct. That's your good Chabura. Okay.